in Brit again. Yeah, I mean, we've been there.
Yeah.
They've listened. If you haven't
they have.
If you haven't listened, now's the perfect time. It's never too late. Go back and listen to the other podcasts, and we explain why we're Grits and a Brit.
Yep, we do.
Before we jump into today's episode, Jay, could you please recap what we talked about last time?
I will. We talked about several things, but mostly Cockney rhyming slang to introduce the American people into the way that Brits, mostly in London, speak. And we talked about phrases like, I don't have a Scooby, which is...
I don't have a clue. Scooby-Doo, clue.
Good. We also mentioned Trouble and Strife, which is...
I'm not going there because it's not even accurate. It's supposed to be Trouble and Strife, wife, but that is not correct.
I'm doing this podcast with my trouble.
You're going to get in trouble.
I probably will be in trouble after this. Let me think of another one we did. Barney Rubble, seeing as you mentioned trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hank Marvin. I'm proper Hank Marvin.
Starving. Yeah. I'm starving like Marvin for the Americans listening.
Also, we missed a few sort of new ones. There's a few that have been used in the last few years, such as Britney Spears. I'm going down the cub. Down the pub?
I'm going
down to the pub for a couple of Britneys.
Britney Spears beers.
Britney Spears beers. Good. Okay. Also, the phrase, it's all gone a bit Pete Tong. There's a DJ who's very well known in the UK. I think it's most of Europe, actually. I don't know if he's known over here.
Nope.
But Pete Tong, nope. So he's a well-known DJ in Europe and the UK. And we use the phrase... Oh, it's all gone a bit Pete Tong.
Pete Tong wrong.
Wrong, yeah. It's all gone a bit wrong.
Yeah, I knew because of the way you were like, it's all gone a bit Pete Tong.
It's all gone a bit Pete Tong. It's all gone a bit Pete. A bit Pete Tong. So that was it, really. Cockney rhyming slang. We went over what we did and some that we didn't do.
Yeah. You forget to mention that we also learned that you are very irritable when hungry.
I will deny this. But actually, yeah.
You can't deny it.
I am quite irritable when I've
and when I've not I am food. Pretty moody and emotional when I am exhausted. So
yes,
that's something else we learned.
Yes,
that's not really educational.
But no, but
it's something we learned.
It tells our listener a little bit about us because they're probably sitting there thinking, wow. Who are these two people?
Who are these random people telling me how English works?
Strange people, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, speaking of helping our listeners get to know us, do you have, I know you must have, a get-to-know-you game for us to do today?
I do. I have a game that sort of like the game we played on our wedding day, which was the shoe game.
Oh,
you remember that game?
Yeah. Do I remember that
Do you remember the wedding?
Do I remember the wedding? Oh my goodness. Yes. So for anybody listening who might not know, the shoe game is where you sit like back to back. You're not looking at each other. And someone reads you questions and you like each have. So for example, I had one of my shoes and one of Jay's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Jay had one of my shoes and one of his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone would ask us a question and we would raise the shoe of the person who like did that thing. So like, I don't know, for example, who's most likely to do the dishes or who always does the dishes or something.
I would raise your shoe because you do the dishes.
Right. Yeah.
And you would raise.
Yeah, exactly.
And we would see if we got a match.
Exactly. You got to see if you like agree on who does what.
Yeah. So for that one, we got a match because we both raised the same. So you were like, yes, I do it. And I was like, she does it.
Yeah, except you kept looking over your shoulder to see my answers. We have photographic evidence of this. So,
I actually denied it for several days until the pictures came back. And it was like, oh, there's pictures of me.
Yes.
There's looking over my shoulder.
Looking over your shoulder to see what I said.
What shoe you had.
Before you answered.
Yes. Yep, it was.
Well, you can't do that this time.
No, I can't.
Because I'm looking right at you.
Yeah, I'm staring right at you.
Well, do you have some questions? Do you have...
Actually, I prepared a few questions, but I think it's better if you ask them. So
I shall. Oh, I get
you. Ooh, you get to be in charge. Oh. You like to be in charge, so I will pass you the the questions.
You picked a few. That's a book.
No, it's a it's a large pamphlet.
Oh my goodness. So you picked the questions, but I get to really pick the questions.
Yeah, you can pick. There's a list of questions and you can look at them and say.
These are good.
One. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's more likely to burn the toast?
Oof. I like toast and I'm quite good at making toast. So.
Oh, you know what we should do? What? We should do like a 1, 2, 3 and we both say our answers at the same time.
Okay,
that's
good.
What we should do.
Okay, let's do it.
Who's more likely to burn the toast? 1, 2, 3
You.
What? Do you want to know why I said you're more likely to burn the toast?
Why?
Because I don't eat toast.
Yeah, but
I
if
don't
you
make toast.
If you make toast for me, you'll burn it.
No, I won't. Because I never do it.
Because you're not used to it. You'll leave it on too long.
So but you're more like probability-wise, you're more likely to burn toast.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I make it more often.
I took that one literally. Excuse me. Let's see. Who's more likely to leave dishes in the sink? 1, 2, 3
Me.
Are we both going to do that?
This is not going as planned.
Yeah.
I'm likely to leave dishes. I leave dishes. I leave cups in the sink. I leave dishes in the sink.
Yeah, but I hate washing dishes with the passion of a thousand burning suns.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, every time I see something in the sink, something you've left. But I do leave cups in the sink.
Like, I mean, we leave stuff in the sink for the end of the day and then we run the dishwasher. But I'm saying like, as far as like things you can't put in the dishwasher, I leave it in the sink because I hate washing dishes.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I hate it. Yeah, okay.
Good. Who wakes up earlier? 1, 2, 3 me.
You.
Yeah.
100% because you've got to get into work quicker.
Yeah.
I can have a lay in and relax because I get to work a little bit later.
So. Well, I also have to take the dog out. We have a dog. We haven't even mentioned the dog. We keep expecting him to like come in and do a little cameo.
Yeah, the door's open.
Sing you the song of his people.
Yeah, if he wants to come in. Sing you the song of his people. Yes. What is that? What is that even? What are you on? What have you been? What?
Like if he howls or something.
So that's the song of his people.
Literally.
Okay. Well, that we were actually thinking of calling this podcast Grits and a Brit and a Pit.
And a Pit, yeah.
But we decided to leave him out for now.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future.
We could talk about him.
Yeah, Grits and a Brit.
Grits
and
a Brit and a Pit and a episode, pit. Maybe.
Yeah. We'll do that special episode and bring him in and see if he'll bark.
Yeah. But yeah, so I get up earlier because I have to get the dog out, get him fed, get ready for work, et cetera, et cetera. Wake you up, et cetera.
Yep.
So, I like, we're gonna have like guilty like admissions here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more likely to binge watch a series? 1, 2, 3 Both of us.
I was going to say both of us, but you said it's like me or you. I thought there isn't a both of us option.
It's both of us.
Both of us, yeah.
And you know what TV series I'm talking about?
Could be any. We've watched a lot of TV series together.
Okay, but binge watch. I'm talking like stay up until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, The Circle.
The Circle.
Oh. Yeah.
That's our guilty pleasure.
It's terrible.
It's like car crash TV. It's like Doritos for your brain. It's
Once you've had one, you got to have another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to keep snacking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't do social media, really. Yeah, we don't do, like, I forgot what I was going to say there. We don't do, like, drama. You know what I mean? Like, reality TV is what I'm saying. We don't do reality TV and we don't do social media.
Big Brother. We don't. Never watch Big Brother. It's not a thing.
Yeah. We don't really, like, Survivor. We don't really watch stuff like that. But The Circle, for whatever reason, is just addictive.
Yeah.
And we will watch an entire season in one night.
Yep, we've done
and
it several times.
And it's on Netflix. If anybody else wants to get addicted or maybe judge us for watching it.
You're welcome.
But, yes, please feel free. Let's see. Who's more likely to plan a surprise? 1, 2, 3
Me.
I got to give you that one. You're good at surprises.
I'm good at surprises. Yeah, I do like to plan a little surprise you now and again with sometimes little gifts, sometimes little things that are not gifts.
Yeah. Which you're really good at that stuff.
Which we may discuss later if you got a question. I know you've got a question because I read that. Question about pranks. Surprising you with something little.
I feel like we need to jump to that one now. I don't know. I've got a good one here, though. Who said I love you first? 1, 2, 3.
Me. You.
And should we tell everybody why I said I love you first or what context I said that in?
Oh.
Do you remember? I don't remember to turn off the alarm on my phone. That's the bedtime alarm, sorry.
That's how late this is. We're supposed to be going to bed. You're going to alarm to remember when you go to bed. What are we talking about?
Who said I love you?
Oh, you did, yes.
And in what situation did I say?
Yeah, I think you can say that. Yeah, it's okay.
Do you remember is what I'm asking.
Yeah, of course I remember. It's an important thing, but you can remind me.
The way you're just staring off into the distance, not looking at my eyes right now, tells me everything I need to know.
You mean look my sort of vacant stare?
Yeah. Sort of innocent. You know the little the emoji that has the angel and she's looking away? Yeah. That one. That was the look.
That
right
was
then.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me tell everybody the context in which I said I love you first. Jay was on a bike ride across the UK.
I remember that.
Jay fell and hurt himself, broke a rib, did not tell me nothing. As we say over here, diddly squat, told me nothing. Like a month later, he just slips. Oh, I have to go to the doctor for the follow-up about my broken rib. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you're what? And then it comes out that he'd fallen and broken a rib and hadn't told me anything. And we've been together for 2 years at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's not like we've had one conversation. So I got very upset that I had not been told this information. And he did not understand why I was upset.
I was like, what?
At not having been told this information.
It's okay. I'm okay. I'm not feeling that bad. I'm
recovering. What's the matter with you? And I replied, because I love you, you idiot. And that was how we said I love you for the first time.
Yeah, kind of surprising for me. I was like, what? Where did that come from? But yes,
no,
it was.
You said it back.
I did, yeah, I did. But yeah, so that was, I forgot about that. Well, I didn't forget about it, but yeah mm-hmm. You know what I mean.
Yeah, sure, you didn't forget about it. Okay.
What was the next one?
Who's more likely to remember anniversaries?
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
You,
me.
100%. I've said this before in the podcast. I've got a memory like a goldfish. I can't remember anything.
Well, I don't remember you saying that in the podcast. So.
You'll have to re-listen. I think it was episode 2.
Really? Sure. Did you say it?
Yeah. We were talking about what did we do the last podcast. And I said something like, I've got a memory like a goldfish.
Or,
I've got a memory
like apparently goldfish. I have a memory like a goldfish for what we've said
apparently
in the podcast. So. Let's see. Who's more likely to steal the covers? 1, 2, 3.
Me.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even have an answer for that one. We don't steal the covers.
Oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah. That's why you don't know I steal the covers, because I do it when you're asleep. Usually about 3 or 4 in the morning if I wake up and I'm sort of tossing and turning, I can't sleep. I will actually sneak the covers over to my side. I'll sort of roll over and pull the covers with me and then roll back and roll back again and pull more cover. And roll back. It's not just grab them and pull. It's roll and go back. Roll and go back. Roll and go back.
It's like a method.
There's a method. Yeah, I'm
spare. Oh, but you know what? I tend to get hot in the night. I actually kind of throw the covers off of me.
So I'm doing you a favor, really.
Yeah.
Stealing the covers. Even though I'm highly skilled.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I have my own roll and tuck method.
Absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely to make a grand romantic gesture. 1, 2, 3.
Me. Yep.
Which grand romantic gesture were you thinking of?
Probably the proposal was good. That was a good gesture. there's been
proposed
a few.
Proposed on the cliffs of Moher in Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah.
But it wasn't that. It wasn't just the location that made it really romantic. What made it really romantic was, I don't know how many of our listeners have watched the TV show Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how Chandler tries to trick Monica into thinking he's never getting married and it backfires on him. That's what Jay did.
Yep.
So he spent like months up to the proposal convincing me was never getting married. Like we would say something about marriage and he'd be like, I'm never getting married. And I'd be like, what? Like, where is this coming from? Like,
yep.
Literally the week he proposed, we were watching Friends, actually.
Yeah.
I don't remember the episode, but you said something about like, what more could a girl want? And I just jokingly, I was like,
yep,
a rock.
I remember. Yeah.
And what did you say? I'd rather give you all my money than give you a rock.
Yeah, I remember that.
And what he didn't know is that like 3 hours later, I'm in the bathroom texting my friend, crying my eyes out because like, this is a lost cause. He said he's never getting married. And literally that weekend, we go to the Cliffs of Moher and he pops the question. Like, I was so surprised. I literally did not believe him. Like, he was on one knee in front of me and like a crowd of people.
Proper romantic.
Yes. And I did not believe he was proposing. I literally looked at him and went like, get up. This is not funny. And, and then out came the ring and I
everybody around us started applauding.
But yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what made it more romantic. It wasn't just where you proposed. It was the time and effort you went into convincing me you were like, you almost lost me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh.
You almost lost me. But the time and effort that went into you like convincing me you weren't going to get married, that was what made it better.
Because we were in Ireland, I actually got the ring, obviously in London, because I'm living in London. And we were in Ireland for what, a week, 2 weeks before the proposal? I was actually hiding the ring in my jacket for 2 weeks. And every time she went over to pick up my jacket to get it off the chair, I was like, oh God, the ring's going to fall out. Oh no. But luckily it didn't. And then 2 weeks later, we did the proposal. So yeah, and as I said, it was really good. It was a bit rainy a couple of days before that, and I was worried that it was going to rain on the date we decided to go to the cliffs. But luckily, as we were driving, it sort of cleared up and the sun came out.
It's like the sun part. It was like, oh!
Yeah. It's like somebody was looking and going, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna part those clouds.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
And but people clapping.
The time you put into it.
Yeah,
that was what really made it more special. Speaking of the time you put into something,
mm-hmm.
I've just realized we've played this game for like 20 minutes.
Wow.
And we haven't even gotten to a podcast. So I don't know if we want to cut it here.
Yeah, I think let's cut it here.
Yeah, can't keep you guys too. We got to leave you wanting more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave you wanting more. So I think we'll wrap it up there for tonight. And the next time we'll
actually do a proper podcast.
Yeah. About the USA and UK differences.
Well, I think we decided we're going to do like Southern, because we did Cockney
Southern
last
sayings.
Time.
Yeah.
So we're going to do sort of pick on the Southern side this time.
What, sayings like, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
I do not say that. I don't know where you got that. I don't say that.
Is that not a Southern saying?
I mean, it may be a Southern saying, but I don't say that.
Oh, okay. But
anyway.
Okay. Well, in that case, say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.